it's not quite a Jaguar. I bought it in Primrose Hill from a bloke from Brazil. It was made in 59.
Welcome back to your favourite Drive Time show. Yes, that's right, Charlie and Arthur Chimbley are back with our 12th episode of Scallywag Show Tune.
Yes, hello listeners. Did you miss us? As this is community radio, we sometimes have to take time off to make a bit of pie and mash.
Yeah, you know, a bit of Lady Godiva.
Bread and honey.
Bit of dough.
A bit of bread.
A bit of dosh.
Basically, someone had to bring home the bacon. Isn't that right, Arthur?
Yes, Charlie. So, sorry for being absent, listeners, but we had to rob a bank.
Oi! The peelers might be listening.
No, well, it was a joke, Charlie, of course. Anyway, in this episode, we will be exploring Cockney accents. The good, the bad.
And the atrocious.
But let's start with the brilliant. Our first song will be music to your ears.
Well, it is music, isn't it, Arthur?
Oh, obviously. Now, this is a very young Maggie Smith.
Legendary actress.
It were a sad day when she passed away.
God rest her soul.
But we can remember her in this brilliant comical skit with a very young Carol Burnett being taught by the legend herself how to speak good Cockney.
From a show called Maggie on Carol.
Would you do me a big favour?
Well, every time I'm on your show, Carol, I do you a favour.
Yes, that's true. Well, what I want you to do for is to teach me. I want to learn to speak with an accent.
Well, you already do speak with an accent. Oh, I said, no, you want to learn to speak correctly. Oh, well, if it hadn't been for your silly revolution, there'd be no problem.
They always get a little testy around the bicentennial year.
Well, what sort of an accent do you want to learn?
English.
Well, no, that's quite simple, darling. We'll have you speaking the Queen's English in no time at all. You're a very quick starter. Won't take you any time.
That's lovely, but that's not the one I mean. I can't think of the type
Do you want to speak like the Beatles do? You know, the Liverpudlian one. Is that the one you meant?
No, that's not. It's the one where they go, ow.
I know what you mean. What? Within the sound of Bow Bells. You want Cockney,
Cockney,
mate.
Cockney, that's it.
Oh, well, okay,
yes.
We'll try.
Okay.
Take the A sound.
Take the A sound.
Mike and I sound.
Mike and I sound.
Take the O sound.
Take the O sound.
Mike and ow.
Mike and ow.
Awfully good, old top. Now try a glottal stop.
A what?
A glottal stop.
Glottal stop.
What a lot of little bottles.
What a lot of little bottles.
Called blimey. But ain't she the limey now?
I'm learning how. Take the A sound.
Take the A sound.
Mic it an I sound.
Mic it an I sound.
Take the O sound.
Take the O sound.
Mic it an ow.
Mic it an ow. Awfully good, you're doing great. Now drop your H's, mate.
How?
It ain't only the hurdling and the hopping over the eye edges what hurts the horses' hooves, it's the hammer, hammer, hammer on the hard iron road.
Cor blimey, but ain't she the limey now?
You're learning how. Take the A sound.
The hip hooray sound.
Make it an I sound.
How does the hip hooray sound?
Fab, take the O sound.
As in to be in England.
Make it an ow.
Ow, now that I prosier, ow, I'm grateful to the likes of you.
Now, could you teach me to talk the way them Texans do?
Buzz off, I ain't got the time. I'm a limey now. Wow.
You're Carol. You never told me why you wanted to learn Cockney, why?
Well, there's this movie.
Flick.
About a girl.
Not bird.
Bird. Who sells flowers.
Flask.
Who meets a guy.
Bloke.
Who teaches her how.
Ow.
To talk like a lady.
Lady. Yeah, Carol. Hmm? Carol, they made that film. My Fair Lady.
I know. But Maggie, they also made Godfather Part 2.
True. So when they make My Fair Lady Part 2, I'm ready.
That makes two of us.
I knew I shouldn't have told.
Take the A sound. Make it an I sound. Take the O sound. Make it an O.
Tain't only the erdling and the opping over the I edges what irks the oozies ooze.
It's the emmer, emmer, emmer on the I.
Now, they were real performers, M2, weren't they? Real troopers.
Yeah, talk about showbiz with a capital SH. After that, I think I might need a lesson in Poshtoff language.
Well, might you? Well, that is fortuitous, because this next recording is of Hawdrey Hepburn playing a street urchin learning how to speak. Poshtoff.
The street urchin being a good friend of ours, Eliza Doolittle.
But you know what, Charlie? I think Hawdrey Hepburn is a little inauthentic in this role, as you can hear a little bit of, I would say, plummy in her cockney.
Which is a crime against us salt of the earth cockney types. But she ain't that bad, Arthur.
They're not that bad. But we have to give listeners a lesson in the subtleties between the good, the bad and the atrocious Cockney accents.
True. And here she is, Miss Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady, trying to learn the Queen's English.
All right, Eliza, say it again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Didn't I say that?
No, Eliza, you didn't sigh that. You didn't even say that. Now, every night before you get into bed, where you used to say your prayers, I want you to say, the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain, 50 times. You get much further with the Lord if you learn not to offend his ears. Now for your H's.
Look, Arthur, our H's aren't hard to speak at all. Now, the frogs, on the other hand, don't say their H's.
Don't you mean H's?
No, H's, because they are French. So us Anglo types who speak the Queen's English have to.
And in the second half of this recording from My Fair Lady, there is a perfect example of this phenomenon. Shall we have a listen?
Absolutely.
Come here, Eliza, and watch closely. Now, you see that flame? Every time you pronounce the letter H correctly, the flame will waver, and every time you drop your H, the flame will remain stationary. That's how you'll know if you've done it correctly. In time, your ear will hear the difference. See it better in the mirror. Now, listen carefully. In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen. Now, repeat that after me. In Hartford, Hereford and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
In Hartford, Hereford and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
Oh, no, 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 no. No ear at all.
Shall I do it over?
No, please.
See what I mean? She's a bit plummy with her Cockney accent, is she?
Yeah, but what about the old geezer that plays Eliza Doolittle's father?
You mean Mr. Doolittle? What about him?
Well, he must be the real McCoy. Just listen to this next song.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I got to be there in the morning. Spruced up, looking in me prime. Girls, come and kiss me. Show how you'll miss me. But get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, be out the door. I get married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass and get me to the church.
Get him to the church.
For God's sake, get me to the church on time.
Oh, what a showman. Good Cockney Hactor him. What's his name?
That was Stanley Holloway. Oh, yeah, he was a true musical legend, that one.
Now, wait a minute, Arthur. I think I know something. He was the original Broadway Mr. Doolittle, Alfred Doolittle, in the very first musical of My Fair Lady in 1956. He was so good, the producers used him again for the movie.
Oh, well, I think I know something too, Charlie.
Well, strike me down with a feather plucked from a Trafalgar Square pigeon.
Did you realise that the great Julie Andrews was the original Eliza Doolittle on Broadway?
No, pull the other one.
Oh, I'm happy pulling this one. Sadly, our Julie was not chosen for the film role of Eliza. It went instead to Hawdrey, who, as we have discussed, has only what I would call a mediocre Cockney accent. However, Julie did receive a Oscar for her role in the film of that same year, Mary Poppins.
Speaking of which, that brings us to the movie Mary Poppins and the most atrocious Cockney accent of all time.
Dick Van Dyke playing a chimney sweep of all professions.
We are the epitome of Cockney. Can you believe it, Arthur?
Chimney sweep. I mean, we live and breathe Cockney, Charlie. Are you finished now?
Yeah. Smoke, Arthur, smoke. Speaking of breathing, I got the old chimney's pickle.
Pickle? Tickle. Let's listen to Dick, shall we?
Ladies and gents, comical poem, suitable for the occasion, extemporized and thought up before your very eyes. All right, here we go. Room here for everyone, gather around. The constable is responsible. Now, how does that sound? Hello, Miss Locke. I got one for you. Miss Locke likes to walk in the park with Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Mrs. Corey, a story for you. Your daughters were shorter than you, but they grew.
Oh, yeah. That was so bad it hurt my ears, Arthur.
Blimey, my ears ain't never been so insulted in all my life.
But, you know, good physical comedy, though.
Which obviously you can see on the radio.
Ha ha, Arthur. But he had quite a mellifluous voice. I mean, he was so loved by the kiddies and the adults the world over.
Still, I mean, did he have to mutilate our mother tongue so badly?
Yeah, it was very bad. Listen, Arthur, just for your pleasure, I do have another deliberate but nonetheless appalling Cockney accent to play for you. A very funny Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. He's like a 21st century funny, isn't he? Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Well, him and Kramer in this next skit are doing their very best to, as you say, mutilate our mother tongue.
Did she think she was going to leave this incredibly erotic message on my tape and I was just going to let it go? Not bloody likely.
What is that?
That's my Cockney accent.
No, no, that's no good.
Let's hear yours.
Not bloody likely.
That's the worst Cockney accent I ever heard in my life.
Oh, Charlie, that was truly appalling. And I am truly relieved that we've come to the end of another Scallywag Show Tunes.
Cool, can you believe it? Time flies, don't it, Arthur?
Yes, And it's time for us to sign off.
But first, it's important to point out that no Cockneys...
or pigeons.
Or Cockney pigeons.
We're on in the making of this show. I am Arthur G.
And I'm Charlie Chimbley.
Charlie!
What? I finally say my name proper, like, and you still say, Charlie!
Oh, well, you caught me unawares, didn't you? Charlie?
Arthur?
Well, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
It wasn't fair.
I've been driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar.